For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. You know, these days you hear a lot of talk about new wash day products. But the news that tops them all is the news about new deep cleaning Oxidol. Now, you've probably heard all about no rinse suds. But common sense tells you that no rinse suds just can't get out all the dirt. If you've tried no rinse suds, you found out through personal experience that they always leave in a certain amount of gray and dirt. That's what makes the news about new Oxidol all the more amazing. New Oxidol saves you rinsing and gets out the gray and dirt, too. It's designed to wash clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Yes, with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol gets out gray and dirt that no rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. Now, Oxidol can do this because it reaches deep down into the fibers of clothes, loosens dirt, lifts it up, and floats it away. Clothes come out sparkling clean, deep clean, gloriously white, beautifully soft, wonderfully sweet-smelling. And Oxidol is grand for washable colors, too. So ask your dealer for this amazing new Oxidol in the same familiar package. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning, deep cleaning, deep cleaning. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, to all outward appearances, there's a romance between Spencer Grayson and our beloved Faye. No, let me put it even stronger. I think Faye has fallen in love with him. And as far as he has revealed himself, Spencer is deeply and genuinely attracted to Faye. Needless to say, Ma and the rest of the folks are hoping that this time at last, Faye will find what she's looking for. Well, let's join the folks now. It's just before lunchtime, and we find our favorite threesome, Ma, Shuffle, and Willie, in the lumberyard office. So,
11:20, folks. Who wants to go to lunch first today? You want to go, Shuffle?
Don't make no never mind to me, Willie. You want to go to lunch first today, Ma?
Oh, Land, I don't know. Why don't you go, Willie? Anyway, it's Wednesday, every day with the Jolly 17. Everybody'd probably like it if you lunch early.
That's right, Wednesday, when my lunch is sardines out of a can. Okay, I guess I'll get started then.
You know, Willie, maybe we could work out some kind of a system where on Wednesdays you could have lunch with us. Make it easier on you and every booth. Here's a customer. We'll talk about it in a minute.
Take no customer, folks. Look who! Madam President herself.
Why,
Evie, within 6 minutes, I'll be at the house expecting some lunch.
That's what I'm here to tell you about, Willie. Today you can eat in the drugstore.
Oh.
I told you this morning, only I forgot. I got a 12 o'clock meeting with my standing committee.
With your standing committee, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, it ain't 12 o'clock yet, so sit down, Evie.
Got to meet with her committee, so I got to get indigestion from stale sandwiches.
A minute ago, Willie, you was complaining how in your own home you'd only get sardines.
Oh, who can win? So that's what you come over for, Evie, to tell me no lunch at the house today, huh?
Well, that too, but mostly something else. Something important. More important than Willie's lunch.
More important than Willie's lunch. Wonderful.
Sit down, Evie.
Have I got time to sit down? Oh, yeah, I suppose so for a minute anyway. Well, it's like this, Ma. For days and days, the ladies have been calling me up. Or I'd meet them on the street or in the store. 2 minds with but a single thought. And the same at all the meetings of the Jolly 17. The sole topic of discussion.
The sole topic? I'm not sure that I understand what you mean, Eddie.
Well, I ain't told you yet. How can they help it? After all, they've been seen everywhere. To say nothing of that car. That great, big, beautiful car.
I'm beginning to see the light. Would this year sole topic of discussion happen to be a certain gentleman, Evie? A certain gentleman who his initials happen to be Spencer Grayson?
Naturally, it's Spencer Grayson. And now what do I find? I start off at the house for a nice, quiet little talk with my sister. I get there, and there's nobody home but Joseph. Joe's sitting there in the kitchen eating his lunch, and he says Faye's gone ice skating again. She's gone ice skating with Spencer Grayson. Well, say something, somebody.
Well, I don't know what you mean, Auntie Cheryl.
Well, I mean everybody in town knows that Spencer Grayson is a big business executive. And what happens? Jim and Faye go ice skating all the time. How does it look?
You're saying that's bad, Evie?
The reason everybody in town knows about Spencer Grayson's business is because a certain Evie Perkins Fitz has been telling everybody in town.
Well, Evie, Chad, you mean that it ain't dignified that Faye and Spencer should go ice skating? Well, but they like to go ice skating. And they went yesterday afternoon with Paulette.
Ice skating, Ma. That's for kids. And the whole town will see them. But they should be going, well, I don't know, to Fort William for a matinee, for tea dancing. Then a nice high-class meal in a high-class hotel. And they should go riding around in the convertible. What good is a big convertible if it just sits? Spencer Grayson comes from New York. He knows dozens of glamorous girls. How can Faye have any glamour if all they do is go...
Oh, Evie, no. Child, you've got it all mixed up. Mr. Grayson likes ice skating. You remember when he told us that he ain't had a winter vacation since before the war? Well, it's wonderful that him and Faye should find pleasure in something so nice and healthy, like ice skating.
Why, tarnation, Evie, if Spencer Grayson wants glamorous girls, what's he doing in Rushville Center? Don't you see, Evie, the whole reason he's attracted to Faye, it's because she's so different from them painted and powdered and phony glamour types in New York.
Huh? Say that again, Shuffle. Spencer Grayson is attracted to Faye. Why?
It stands to reason, Evie. Ma and Shuffle are 100% right. If Spencer Grayson wants tea dancing and matinees and all that stuff, he wouldn't come way out here to see Faye. He's a real fine guy, Evie. Probably all disgusted with that phony life and cafe society in a big place like New York. So it's natural that he should turn to somebody like Faye.
Oh, I see. Is that the way it looks to you too, Ma?
Well, I believe the truth must be something like that, Evie. Mr. Grayson seems to be interested in Faye for herself. I wouldn't worry if they're going ice skating. In fact, myself, I'm real pleased at this ice skating.
Absolutely.
Not only absolutely, positively, too.
Well, then, you might express it like this. Real blasé and, what's the word I want? Yeah, disillusion. Real blasé and disillusion from his life among all them phony glamour girls, who are only out after his money, Spencer Grayson turns to the sweet, wholesome home type, our own Faye. Yeah, sure. And that's the reason he don't even like to go out for supper in the evening. He's sick and tired of all that dining and dancing. He wants to stay right there and enjoy some nice, home-cooked cooking.
Absolutely.
Positively.
Oh, wait till I tell the girls. Okay, Ma, Shuffle, Willie. I just thought I'd inquire, you know.
Yes, Debbie, dear. But I believe you can really let matters rest in Faye's hands. Oh, well, here's a customer. We'll talk about it in a minute.
Hello. Ah, the whole family.
Why, heavens to Betsy Gladys.
Why, Gladys Hamilton. In just 10 minutes now, I'm going to be right at your house.
Hello, Gladys.
Hi, everybody. That's right, Evie. Mother's in the midst of preparations, which is the reason I cleared out.
Oh.
I thought I might find a playmate. Does anybody have an idea where I might find Faye?
Faye's ice skating.
Oh, man, Gladys, I believe that you will find Faye over at Aunt Bessie's pond. They're gone skating.
Ice skating. Oh, dear. Me with my well-known aversion to winter sports. By they, I take it you mean Faye and her friend, the City Slicker.
The City Slicker?
Oh, Gladys.
Why, Gladys, I don't know how I got the impression, but, yeah, I believe it was Faye herself who told me. I was under the impression that you liked Mr. Grayson.
Oh, gosh. Have I managed to say the wrong thing again? Well, I do like Spencer Grayson. I didn't mean anything serious when I called him a city slicker.
Oh, of course you didn't, dear. How is your mother, Gladys?
Wait a minute, Ma. I'll bring back a full report on her mother this afternoon. Listen, Gladys. That expression, city slicker, must have some reason for calling Mr. Grayson by such an expression. It worried me. A city slicker, well, he's somebody who comes to the country to cheat the country people.
Well?
What do you mean, well?
Oh, Gladys. All that isn't very kind of me, is it? And don't think for a minute that my friend Faye can't handle Mr. Grayson. She most certainly can. And for the best of reasons, too. She likes him very much, and he likes her very much. He does, you know. I think that Faye brings out the best side of Spencer Grayson's nature. which is a very nice side.
Well, now, Gladys, you're a real good friend of the family, and you're the richest girl in town and the most sophisticated and the most, well, most everything.
Well, Effie, you'll turn my head. I swear, folks, I did not come here to make cracks about Spencer. Really, I like him.
But you said several things, and I wish you'd explain them, Gladys.
Oh, dear. All right, let me gather my thoughts. Well, first of all, you must agree that Spencer Grayson is very successful in his business.
He certainly is.
All right. To be that successful, you must be very intelligent. And if you're intelligent, you're complicated. In a nutshell, I believe that Spencer Grayson has never quite known what he's wanted. He's tried all those New York sophisticated glamour girls. He's been disappointed. So now he turns to a very wholesome, happy character like Faye. And so help me, Hannah, that's all I meant. I hope they get married. I'm sure they'll be very happy. And I apologize if I gave any other impression.
Well, darnation, in a certain way, that's what Ma and the rest of us said just a minute ago. He turned to Faye because he's tired of them other type girls.
Good. Then we're all agreed on the subject. And now let's talk about it no more.
All right, Mom. Only one thing. I wonder if any of us really knows Spencer Grayson. I wonder if Faye herself really knows him. There's more to Spencer Grayson, you know, than meets the eye.
Listen, ladies. With new deep cleaning Oxidol, you can save rinsing work and still get a sparkling clean wash. For this amazing new Oxidol is designed to wash clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Now think of it. With just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt the no rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. You see, the new Oxidol reaches deep down into fibers, loosens dirt, and floats it away. That's why with just one rinse, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean. Oxidol Deep Clean. And new Oxidol is wonderful for washable colors, too. So ask your dealer for this amazing new deep cleaning Oxidol. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol gets out graying dirt and washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And so that's Gladys Pendleton's opinion, that there's more to Spencer Grayson than meets the eye. And Gladys is a most astute young woman. Ah, but it's Spencer himself who reveals more of his character to Faye tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new deep cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.